Well, it was actually, good morning, everybody, sorry. it was actually this morning, we got here and we had intercession and yeah, it was just amazing. We were praying for Jen because Jen was really tired when she arrived here, and Sophisa as well, and everybody was just like tired. And you know, it just showed me again, when you step into God, what an amazing worship leader she was, because she stepped into God and she was obedient to what God said she must do. And she actually, that's my sermon. so God is so faithful. You know, when things like that happen, then yeah, I just confirmed that I heard from God. And thank you, Lord. but let's just pray. Father God, I want to honor you to this morning, Lord. I want to thank you for your word, Father. And Father, yeah, Lord, I want to step into you right now, Lord. Because I can't do this, Lord. Lord, I can only do this, Lord, when I'm walking your strength, Father. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you will speak. I'm just a vessel. And I want to honor you, Lord, for who you are, in Jesus' name. Amen. This scripture God actually laid on my heart a while ago. Actually, a long time ago, and it is David. David was dying, and his son Solomon was gathered everybody, and he was giving advice to Solomon. Now, I've got a privilege to have a dad that I absolutely adore, and if my dad speaks, I listen, because he's a wise man. He walks with God, and and I'm sure Solomon was also like, okay, Dad, what do you have to say here? And in the scriptures, he says in 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20 to 21, he said, "Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished." Now, I don't know about you, okay? But if somebody tell me be strong and courageous, I connect it to more like an army soldier. You know, be strong and courageous. You're going to war. You're going to fight this battle. So let's do it. But David didn't say that to Solomon when Solomon went to war. He gave him the advice when he was building a temple. Now, for me, it's a little bit more closer to my heart because I'm building a house at the moment. And I never thought I will have to be strong and courageous. Okay? But I we have to be, okay? Because there's so many things that they throw at you when you build. Like at the moment we're in an asbestos situation, and it blows my mind. I never knew there were so many regulations and stuff. But I have to be strong and I have to be courageous when I stand, because God has said I must do that. Now, so Solomon sat with his dad, and his dad was like, "Yeah, you know, come on, you're going to do this." Because remember, David actually wanted to build the temple. And what did God tell him? "No, it's not your time. It's not your time. It's Solomon's time." So David, this was something heavy on David's heart. It wasn't just a little project. It was heavy on his heart. And he said to his son, "Be strong and courageous." But you know, guys, none of us can be strong and courageous if we don't do the three following things. We need to know who we are. If I put the words in front of you today and I say, complete the sentence, "I am," what would you say you are? Who are you? Well, I would say I am creative. I can be silly. I am a wife. I am a daughter. I am sometimes lazy. I am fearful. I am, yeah, I can be lazy. I said that. But, you know, I can say all these things about me, but is it really who I am? Or is it my thoughts playing on me? Remember, your mind is a battlefield. And you have to be strong and courageous in your thoughts. Because you need to stand up and say who you are. But you know what? You must know not who you are, but who you are in Christ. As a Christian, you need to know who your God is. Because God wants to give you His name in your situation, in your weakness, and in your need. But you have to choose to take it. They ask, Jesus asked Peter in Matthew 16, he asked Peter, "Who am I?" And Peter answered and said, "You are the Messiah." He knew exactly who Jesus was. And then Jesus turned it around and he said, "I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build you." He didn't tell Peter who he was 3 chapters before when Peter sank like a rock. He didn't remind him of his failure. He told him who he's going to be. He's going to be a rock. He's going to build his church on this rock. Guys, who are you in Christ? Who is the God that you serve? You know, there's so many times I focused on who I am as Margot in my life. When I grew up, I was just an ordinary child, went to school. I never was the prefect or the shiny one or the athlete or any of that. I wasn't that. My brother was, okay? My brother was, he was head boy. He was, you know, he was the leader. My parents were athletes and all of that. And I always felt like, where do I fit into this family? Like, I'm just Margot. I'm just, like, going the way, you know. I must admit, I always took the easy way as well, okay? I just always had this thing, I'm just Margot, you know. And then I grew up, and I started to shrink back because I was not good enough. I felt like, I'm never the good. I was a bit naughty. I'm very a rebel when I was in my youth. And I never stepped into who I was in Christ. I knew about God because I grew up in a Christian home. I knew about God, but I never knew who I was in God. And the day that I realized who I was in God, I could step out into my calling. I didn't have to be under that labels that the world has put my family under or any of that. I could step up and be Margot, a woman of God, a woman who's loved by the God, the great I am. God never had to explain himself. He just had to say, "I am." And because God said that, I can stand in front of you and I can say, "I am a child of God." I can stop and be confident in who I am because of Christ. If I didn't know who I was in Christ, I could never be able to stand up here in front of you. Never. I would never be able to be the wife that I am today to my husband. I would never have been able to be the daughter to my parents if I didn't know who I was in Christ. So I am challenging you guys. Find out who you are in Christ. You are beautifully, wonderfully made. He's got a plan and a purpose for you. For nobody else, for you. He doesn't share your plan with anybody else. He doesn't share your purpose with anybody else. He's got a plan and a purpose for you. Stop talking about who you are and cannot do. Start focusing on who God is and what He can do. We're so like, oh, but I am not this and I am not that. Who cares who you are if you're in Christ? Because if you know who you are, you're not going to, it's not going to matter, guys. If you know who you are in Christ. Look at David. Talking about David. He went to take sandwiches to his brothers. Sandwiches. His brother try to keep him quiet. Like, what do you know? But he knew who his God was. Even Saul said to him, are you going to go and kill Goliath? You must be kidding. But he knew who he was in God. And he went and he killed Goliath. Esther, how unqualified must you be? Esther. And she went to the king's palace, and she knew who she was in Christ. And God made her queen. Yeah. So Solomon, yeah. You know, the one thing that Solomon also knew is he knew his dad's weaknesses and knew his dad's strengths. Okay, so David, because when David was strong, he was in God. And he knew who he was. But the minute that he was out of Christ and he had adultery and all of that, he was weak. So identify those areas in your life that you need to step up and step into God. You know, I'm so many times, I'm not always strong, people. These moments like, oh man, just to give you an example, on Friday I was framing this massive frame, and I spent hours getting it perfect. And as I put the last corner in, one part of the frame was not supported and it cracked completely. I was gutted. I was so gutted. I worked the whole day. And I've got nothing to show for it. I was just like, oh man, and Ian could see. I was like, oh, I'm in the garden. I was mowing the lawn. You know, so if I mow the lawn, I'm really gutted. And I was so negative. The negative thoughts just creeped up to me and said, oh, I failed again. Man, I did this again. And God, you know, when He just tap you on your shoulder and He's like, one frame. One frame, and you've got all these negative thoughts. Who are you in Christ? There's so many people in the Bible that I can tell you who had a past and how negative they were. But the minute that they stepped into Christ, they walked in the plans and the purposes that they had. The next one that I just want to read to you is 1 Corinthians 28, verse 9. And he says, and you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve Him wholehearted devotion and with willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever. So look for Him. David knew how to search God's heart. He knew where to find God in the quiet places. Don't give up on searching who you are in Christ. keep on searching. Find yourself in Christ and you will find your plan and the purposes He's got for you. The next area, so my first one was find yourself in Christ of who you are. My second one is obedience. In 1 Chronicles 28 verse 8, David tells Solomon, be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess the good land and pass it on as an inheritance to your descendants forever. Now, in Isaiah 1 verse 19, it says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So with obedience, people, there's always the willingness. Now, willing is your attitude. Obedience is the action. You have to be willing to be obedient. Your attitude. Now, for those who have kids, you know when the kid, when you tell a child to do something and they're like, really? And I think we all did it to our parents at one stage. The attitude sucks. The attitude is just not there. I'll do it, but. How many of us do that to God? I'll be obedient, Lord, but. So I'm going to use an example. I went to Color Conference this year, and Ian and I'm going through a little bit of a tough season financially and that. And we seeked God about a business opportunity, and but it's just not getting there. It's just not getting there, okay? And it's been going on for now for a few months. So I was walking to Color, and I was throwing my toys out of the cot. I said, Lord, if you don't tell me what to do, I'm going to quit this all. I had enough. I had enough of struggling, okay? I am so fed up with this. I was really throwing my toys, okay? Walking to a Christian seminar and throwing her toys, okay? And I think God must just have a giggle at me sometimes. And I said, Lord, you better speak. You better speak this weekend. Who am I? Who do I think I am? But anyway, we all do it. Come on, be honest. And I walked into this massive auditorium. There is 15,000 people. And this one woman, as I walked in, this one woman, she glows. Like, she's like, wow. In the middle of this thing. I thought, wow, okay. And God immediately gave me a vision and a word for her. And I was like, Lord, I don't know that woman. I'm not going to talk to her. You want to say something to her? You say it to her. Anyway, and I phoned my friend, and I asked her where she's kept a seat for me. So I phoned her. I said, where are you? She explained to me. I walked up, and where was my seat? Straight behind this woman. Like, Lord, you do have a sense of humor. Anyway, I sat down. We had amazing praise and worship. We were in the spirit. Everything God said, tell the woman. I was like, no, Lord, I'm not going to tell her. And we had a great sermon. I was all stirred up. And the amazing thing is, the word that I was pondering on for weeks, the guest speaker, who was not supposed to be the speaker, brought the word. So I was now really, okay, Lord, you're starting to speak to me. I know. And he's like, talk to the woman. I'm like, no, Lord, I don't know this woman. Why don't you understand? So we left. We left the auditorium. We went, group of friends. I haven't seen these friends, and you know me, I can talk. We were sitting and we were chatting and chatting. And you won't believe it. Out of 15,000 people, one woman and a friend came walking past us. And I was talking to my friend, and this woman walked straight past me. And I was like, okay, Lord, I get it. I get it. So I was like, just wait. Just hold on. And I ran to this woman, and it's in front of a shop, and it's people everywhere. And I tapped on his shoulder and I said, excuse me, I've got a word for you. This woman was like, what? I said, listen, yeah, she must have thought this woman. And I gave her the word and I said to her, listen, this is what God has told me. And yeah, okay, all right, bye. And I was turning around. She was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going. I told you what I have to tell. So I don't know you, so I'm going. She's like, no, God has a word for you. I was like, what? She's like, oh, yeah, I'm an intercessor from Wales. And right there, in the middle of the road, this woman started to pray for me. And she prayed spot on, exactly spot on what Ian and I'm struggling with in our business. Word for word, that I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away. And what I learned out of that is, be obedient. You never know the blessing that's going to come out for you in being obedient. We always think if God gives us something to say to somebody else, you're going to bless that person. I must admit that was my thoughts. I thought, I'm going to be a blessing to this woman. Oh, I'm coming so holy. Meanwhile, God had a plan for me. He wanted to bless me, but I had to be obedient. Are you obedient? And do you have the right attitude while you are obedient? I love this quote. Extraordinary moves of God begin with ordinary acts of obedience. I love that. Guys, it can be small things like telling a woman about a picture that you had. And you know what is even more for me, what that really came out of this word was like, what I do in obedience today, the generations behind me are going to be blessed. Guys, just for 1 minute, think of the obedience that our forefathers did in obedience, and we getting the blessing out of that. I don't know what to be about you, but I want to be a blessing to the generations to come. I don't just want to be a blessing now. I want God's word to carry on through what I do in this church. And I'm telling you guys, if we going to know who we are in Christ, and we are going to be obedient, this church will grow. There's no question about it. But first, every member of this church, we need to know who we are in Christ. And we need to be obedient. Then the third thing, his scripture is 1 Chronicles 28, verse 19. All of this, David said, I have in writing as a result of the Lord's hand on me. And he enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. Now, David is talking to Solomon about the exact measurements, the exact amount of gold that must be used for the temple. Because God revealed exactly to him what it's going to be. Exactly. But you know what? To know the plans, he had to spend time with God. He would never have known the plans if he didn't spend time with God. You need to spend time in prayer, because that is where you're going to meet God. That is where he's going to whisper to you the blueprint that he has for your life. That is where he's going to whisper to you the plans and the purposes that he has for your life. Imagine to spend so much time with God that he will tell you exactly the measurements of a temple, centimeter by centimeter. Now, like I said, with building, we're doing it at the moment. Man, I have spent a lot of time on the building plans. I need to know where the sockets are. I need to know where the lights are. all the details. Are you spending time with God to know where He wants you to be at 3 o'clock this afternoon? Do you know exactly where God wants you to be next week? Guys, I don't always know. Because I realize I don't need to spend enough time in prayer. Like I said, I've got an amazing father. And whenever I went to my dad and I asked and I said, I've got this problem and this problem, the first thing that he would ask me is, are your knees red? What? Are your knees red? Have you prayed about it? Have you been on your knees and submitted to God? Because if you haven't, don't come and talk to me. Because I don't have all the answers, but God has all the answers. God, we so easily, and I totally include myself in this. If I have a problem, I run to Ian. Or I run to my brother, or I run to my friends, and they say, guys, what to do? What to do? Instead, I should just immediately go straight on my knees. Lord, what to do? And there's a few moments in my life that I went immediately on my knees and I asked God what to do. And you know what? He spoke so clearly. And I just wondered, other times when I didn't do it, why didn't I do it? Why didn't I remember those times when I just dropped on my knees immediately and say, Lord, what to do? David did it. David was close to God's heart because he spent time in prayer. To be strong and courageous, guys, the one thing that's going to make you strong is prayer. I have learned so much in the last 6 weeks of doing that prayer meet, that prayer webinar thing. It is incredible. Because of prayer, just spending time with God, knowing what He wants to be. Because if I am in Christ, know who I am, if I am obedient, if I pray, I will be strong and courageous. Nothing is going to stop me because I am in Christ. And that is the one thing, guys, that overshadows this is God's Word. You can't be in Christ if you don't know God's Word. You can't be obedient if you're not in God's Word. And you can't pray sufficiently if you're not in God's Word. God's Word overshadows all of this. So I want to encourage you. Guys, it's back to the basics. It's always back to the basics. We all sometimes make our Christian walk so complicated. It's not complicated. It's just back to the basic. Who am I in Christ? Who does He say I am? So, as we build this church, as you build your life, remember these three things. Be strong and courageous. And know, He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Because that is who He is. And to end off, I just want to read a prayer that David prayed. Because he... You know, David, it's amazing this last chapter of his life. He called all these people together and he laid out his plan that God gave him for the temple. He gave wisdom to see his insight to Solomon, he shared it. And then the people brought gold. They brought it. He just had to ask and they just brought it to build the temple. And then David, in his last moments, David said, praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise to your glorious, glorious name. That is the God that we serve. Yeah, Father, Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you will just seal this on our hearts, Father. Yeah, Lord, reveal to us, each one of us, Lord, you know we are in different places in life. Reveal to us who we are in you, Lord, through your word, Father. Yeah, Lord, help us, Lord, to stand in obedience before you, Lord, in the right attitude. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you will forgive us, Lord. We so many times failed, Father. But we know, Lord, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And your grace is more than sufficient, Lord. So, Father, I ask, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you will come and just minister to us, Lord. Show us, Father, where we fall so short, Lord. Yeah, Lord. You're our loving Father. And Lord, and there's some areas in our lives, Lord, that's just a bunch of dry bones. And I ask, Lord, that you will come and that you will blow life. Breathe over it, Father. Breathe life into it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Our Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.